This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning devotions. Fear in our own lives takes all shapes and sizes. You probably know what I'm talking about. In fact, fear is one of those great killers of modern life. Thousands of us suffer from the negative effects of being afraid. I'm sure that fear is the single biggest problem that most of us face. It pretty much underpins every problem. It's insidious, isn't it? It creeps upon us. We don't even realize it, slowly taking over our lives. It can actually make us less confident, makes us feel like we are insecure, stops us doing the things that we really want to do. And so what happens, it becomes so embedded within us that most of the time we don't even realize it's there. It just becomes part of every day. And sometimes we do the most silly things because of fear. We're afraid of being late, afraid of not finding a parking space, not having enough money or missing the plane, or fear of what other people think, a fear that we can't pass the exam or we're going to lose our job, run out of money. All these things, the list goes on and on. And some common fears are the fear of death, of course, loneliness, people, authority, heights, closed-in spaces, dogs, cats, the fear of being laughed at, and even the fear of being unattractive. There are just thousands of them. A young man wants to start a business, but a noble cause, but he sees that there are too many problems, and so he decides against it. He feels he just doesn't have the confidence. And so every day, I think that there are people who are prevented from accomplishing their dreams because of these imaginary obstacles. I'm sure that I've had my fair share of those unjustified fears as well. Well, I love what the Bible says in Psalm 27, verse 1. You, Lord, are the light that keeps me safe. I'm not afraid of anyone. You protect me, and I have no fears. That's a fantastic statement. It's worth writing down. Psalm 27, verse 1. I have no fears. We need to admit, yes, I am afraid. It sounds obvious, doesn't it? But what we need to do is stop living in denial and pretending everything is okay. Recognize fear for what it is. Stop calling it something that it's not. Stop making excuses. There's no shame in admitting our fear. Simply deciding that with God's help, you won't be afraid anymore. Now, I know that's easier said than done, but remember, I'm talking about God. With God, all things are possible because you've got resources beyond yourself. And when we believe that God, by faith, that God is with us, we can overcome the anxiety. I recall that someone wrote to Billy Graham and said, can you help me? Could God help me? I know I'm always worrying about what might happen to me or my children. Sometimes it's all I can think about. I have nightmares, this person said, about bad things that might happen to me and my family. Now, Billy Graham says that God wants you, back to the answer there, God wants to help you overcome. He loves you. He doesn't want you to be haunted by fear. And the key, he said, Billy Graham said, is to trust God. He said, if you believed God, God loves you, would there be any room left for fear? Why can't you commit every situation to him in prayer? And you'd know nothing could happen to you that was outside his control. You would learn to say with the psalmist, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. And Billy Graham explains this. That doesn't mean you'll never face problems or dangers. We live in a world that's been touched by evil, but it does mean, he said, that you can know God is with you every step of the way. Jesus warned that in this world, you'll have trouble. But take heart, Jesus said, I have overcome the world. So that was the advice Billy Graham gave, and I think it's a very good piece of advice. And really, let me just say again something from Isaiah, and this is the voice translation. Isaiah 35, verse 4, tell those who worry, the anxious and the fearful, take strength, have courage, there's nothing to fear. Look, your God, right here is your God. The balance is shifting. God will right all wrongs. None other than God will give you success. He is coming to make you safe. And that's a great statement. Read it there yourself from Isaiah 35, verse 4. Well, Lord, help us to be sensitive to people around us. It's easy to be aware of our own problems. We forget about other people. And, Lord, we can become afraid. Help us not to be insensitive to people. Help me be a better person within my own community. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.